Wasabi, we meet. Experiential thing we have after every New South Wales country rugby champs, and I'm like every year we can't find anything wrong. You know, there's everything there that to tend to suggest that it all should fall apart because of COVID. Sport has been able to, especially rugby, been able to do something, and this has been a tribute to what you guys have done. A great job with Pirates, with West Leagues, also your great sponsors there in Santos, Gilbert, and also Rex Airlines, Elders as well. And you should be congratulated not only as an individual but also as a collective experience on making it happen, because sensational final. Ladies' final was great with a new side there in Central North, but Central West continue that great success, and the success they deserve because they put in the work, having played the Melbourne Rebels earlier this year. So, yeah, and the Colts, good to see that there's been some regular rugby for those kids as well coming through.
It's an amazing championship, as I say it every year. There's so many different parts of and cogs to the wheel. It's, you know, we just really appreciate Pirates Rugby Club, the West Entertainment Group and Scully Park. Everything just sort of, you turn up and people just rip in and get it done. I mean, we're pretty lucky in rugby, we always say that. That we've got great people and we're just, you know, trying to help them out. So I'm glad Pirates are, you know, obviously they taking the gate and they got a really good crowd over here for their Central North Western Plains and the women's and Colts games. So they had a bumper bar and take and yesterday. So I'm glad we're able to help in that way. But mate, the whole thing's, yeah, it amazes me every year how we turn up and it just gets done.
Really tough year for you as administrators, you said, with COVID, but you've got, you know, Arnold Coast drowning in footy fields or under the ground, so you've only had maybe 2 weeks ago some competitions kick off, but everybody else has done a pretty good job in making it happen. We've lost Cooler and we've lost Musselbrook, but the fact is, I think it's miraculous we've got any sport off the ground considering what's been happening the last 2 years.
Yeah, one-team clubs, you know, they go up and down, cyclicals, you know, you get a good opinion leader or a key driver in a small town like that, and you get a rugby team out of it. Those sort of one-team clubs just pop up and dissolve as quickly as, you know, so sometimes when some very sustainable, you know, and you know, they're the heartbeat of the town, but everything's going well, Wixie, you know, we're just rocking and rolling, and we've still got challenges with weather and floods and field access and, you know, how many catch-up rounds and things like that to play, and the zones will work through all of those problems. But yeah, look, amazing group of people to work with, volunteers, you know, just get the job done because they love the game.
Women's rugby continues to thrive. We've got a Corellas, we've got Australian Rugby Shield for both men's and women's as well. You've got to be pretty happy with the level and the quality of the player that's coming over, even though Hunter's a bit funky at the moment. It's still trying to hammer itself out as far as what does the wildfires affect? How does it affect the clubs? How does it affect the Chartered All Shoot Shield? How does it affect country rugby?
Quality of the game? There was obviously just a big divide with those zones that were a bit more established in the women's games and been playing more women's rugby or 15-a-side rugby before. But you could see over the tournament, there's Far North Coast and New England that are just sort of starting out, but you can see some talent in there and they were competitive in games for patches. And then you go to the top of those two pools, Central North, Hunter, and Mid North Coast and Central West on the other side, and Central Coast were very competitive as well. So it's great to see, mate, and credit to all the coaches and clubs and competitions for getting it going. And yeah, we get to work off the pathway, mate.
Well, if you want to find out more about New South Wales Country Rugby, just go through the website there, nswcountryrugby.com.au. Also the same thing, of course, on the Facebook as well. But now, a couple of hard questions to finish things off. First off the bat, it's great to see that Jimmy Ram and also Joey Walton was out of Wellington last week. What their legacy will be being out there is nothing short of sensational for Central West Rugby. But we'd like to see some players. We've got plenty of these fantastic carnivals on Central West, Central North and Hunter. So there's plenty of players. They can have their shoot shield on Saturday, up in our 6s to 12s. And, yeah, of course, the North West Regional in northern New South Wales as well. Because it's just, but also you've got a great weapon there with the ladies as well. They've been so successful, the New South Wales Waratah girls, thanks to the great sponsorship there of Knight and Frank as well.
Player appearances. It's a moving feast. It's really hard to, from a country point of view, have a plan because of availability, injuries, selection. Now, you know, our great partners, Rex, we can get them out a little bit. easier. But then we have clubs that have connections with players anyway, and they get them out to clubs, and it doesn't go viral. But I mean, it's people go, well, why does so and so get so and so to their club? And we haven't seen a player or whatever. So we're never going to win those arguments. Particular individual club people connecting over that sort of stuff. So we just got to work through. We get the plan solid. Make sure it really spreads out the appearances and make sure that all the zones are covered and everything like that. So
I think that the message is pretty simple. We've just got to still be patient, grind our way through COVID. As we said at the start of the interview, it's just not something that's going to just run away tomorrow. But the miracle is, mate, we're here. We're another country champs. It's been a ripping success. It's sort of been, wow, you get through this alive with your hair and skin. And again, you've got great support there with Santos, Gilbert, Rex Airlines, also Elders, as well as West Leagues and Samworth Regional Council. And hopefully we'll be back next year, but that'll be something for the board to work out, so I don't need to put the asset on you about it. But the good thing is that there's going to be plenty of people from Mudgee, and now Maitland has got their act together and bought Marcellin. They could be in the fullness of time, be a great little opportunity. But even somebody like Inverell, which is very close to four unions as well, when they get their facility sorted up there. But congratulations, mate. You've done an absolute ripping job as per usual. You're doing a great job for New South Wales Country Rugby and Australian Rugby, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Thanks, Wixie, and thank you, mate. Well, it's been a pleasure, and as I said, everyone makes it happen, mate. I just try and help as much as possible, but there's way too many people to thank and all those types of things, mate. But yeah, it happens, and we love the champs, and we look forward to coming back to either Tamworth or another location. We're at the mercy of the council. That's what the zones sort of will give us feedback. We'll schedule a meet, not this week, the week after, for all the zones to dial into with their representative coordinators. And we'll consult, and then we'll probably tender, because it's a fair thing to do. And obviously Tamworth have a great opportunity, because everyone knows what to expect coming here and all those types of things. So, mate, and thank you.
Thanks for your time.